Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, October 2nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Trump tests positive for COVID-19. Is the knee-jerk sell-off warranted? And final jobs report before the presidential election. Leading today's news. Stock index futures are down sharply, sliding around 2% overnight, after President Donald Trump tweeted he and First Lady Melania Trump have begun to quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. The price movement contrasts to what would normally be a day of cautious trading ahead of the September non-farm payrolls report, and comes after Hope Hicks, considered Trump's most trusted advisor, tested positive for the virus. To say this potentially could be a big deal is an understatement, Rabobank declared, according to the AP. Anyway, everything now takes a back seat to the latest incredible twist in this U.S. election campaign. In other news, traders may be adding a blanket uncertainty premium, but Trump's physician expects the president to continue carrying out his duties without disruption while recovering. The White House medical team and I will maintain a vigilant watch, and I appreciate the support provided by some of the country's greatest medical professionals and institutions, adds Dr. Sean Conley. If Trump's condition were to worsen, the standard course of action would be for him to hand over executive authority to Vice President Mike Pence and to take back the reins when he returns to health. The September jobs report is out this morning, which will be one of the last major economic releases besides Q3 GDP data before the presidential election on November 3rd. While economists predict the U.S. added another 850,000 jobs last month, marking the first time hiring has fallen below the 1 million mark since May, the U.S. has regained about half of the 23 million jobs it lost since the start of the coronavirus crisis. The unemployment rate has meanwhile fallen far faster than anyone would have dreamed of 6 months ago, and it's forecast to dip another 2 percentage points to 8.2%, down from a pandemic high of 14.7%. The House passed a $2.2 trillion Democratic coronavirus stimulus plan on Thursday night as a bipartisan deal continued to elude Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who had suggested a $1.6 trillion response. The two have talked every day this week, but they failed to bridge a gap on a range of issues, including how much aid to send state and local governments, and whether to establish a liability shield for businesses and schools. Time is running out as lawmakers prepare to leave Washington for the remaining weeks of the 2020 presidential and congressional campaign, while the $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit and window to apply for PPP loans all expired weeks ago. Crude futures are off nearly 4% to under $38 per barrel, extending losses from yesterday's sharp decline that saw the energy sector sink to a six-month low. Rising coronavirus cases around the world are hurting the demand outlook, with further price pressure from last month's increase in OPEC production. Standard Chartered analysts now expect global demand to fall by 9 million barrels per day this year before recovering by around 5.5 million barrels per day next year, leaving the 2021 average slightly below the 2016 average. No news appears to be good news for Nikola, which soared by as much as 31% at one point on Thursday, before ultimately closing with a gain of 17.7%. The movement came one day after the company said its production timeline and factory plans remain on track amid widespread investor anxiety regarding the company's business, as well as reports that General Motors could potentially take a stake of greater than 11% in the company. Nikola additionally appointed Steve Schindler as a new independent director to replace the retiring Lonnie Stahlsberg. Early on in the pandemic, warehouse workers raised concerns that Amazon wasn't doing enough to protect them from getting sick, whereupon the company said it would invest its Q2 profit of $4 billion into its COVID-19 response, and spend $1 billion on testing throughout the year. The retail giant has now disclosed comprehensive data into the spread of the coronavirus across its frontline workforce, saying 19,816 workers, or 1.44% of the total, contracted COVID-19 this year. The rate of infections is 42% lower than expected, according to the company, compared to the general population rate in the U.S. In a sign that the ECB is serious about laying the groundwork for a central bank digital currency, CBDC, it has applied to trademark the term digital euro. It's currently preparing a report that will detail the advantages and disadvantages of creating a CBDC for retail use across Europe and afterwards. The public will have a feedback period to shape the future of CBDC policy. In the investigation phase, the central bank will also begin experimenting with the tender and decide toward mid-2021 whether to launch the digital euro project. A day after the EU launched legal action over Boris Johnson's plans to potentially override the withdrawal agreement, the UK Prime Minister said he will intervene in Brexit negotiations for the first time since June. He announced upcoming talks with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Saturday, triggering the pound to erase losses and rise as much as 0.4% to $1.29 on the hopes of a breakthrough. Elsewhere in Europe, EU leaders imposed sanctions on 40 Belarusian officials accused of rigging August's presidential election and assured Cyprus that the bloc would punish Turkey if it continues oil and gas drilling in the disputed areas of the Mediterranean. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the red, with gold flat. On today's economic calendar, non-farm payrolls are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.